Hi, everybody. Kyle the Jackhammer Jackson here for another podcast. This is the third one I've done, and I'm just going to keep that momentum rolling. If you've heard my last two, you know what this is about. I probably don't need to explain it, but in case you are just tuning into this one, I want to be able to talk about life in general and my opinions about said topics, whatever topic I choose every day. Today, the topic is having pride in what you do. Love what you do, do what you love, right? A lot of people, especially these days, they get caught in the mentality that they just have to work for money and then they do what they love afterward. Or maybe you're just at a job because it makes you money, but you don't really love it. My wife is an example of that. She works at a job, makes her good money, but she was looking for something new. She wants to do something else, and she's pursuing that, and I'm very proud of her for that. But a lot of people don't really have that courage. They don't have that drive to really seek the unknown and seek something else in your life that will give you fulfillment that maybe your current job doesn't give you. I, on the other hand, I've worked many different jobs. I'm not doing what I am passionate about to a sense of, I love mixed martial arts. You probably know that by now about me. I have done it since I was 8 years old. I got into kickboxing and jiu-jitsu when I was 8. That kind of planted the seed. I was there for about a year with Sensei Champagne. He was there in Duchesne, Utah for a while. Him and his family moved away. Then had kind of a hiatus where there wasn't really any other martial arts gyms in the area, and I was wrestling my whole life, so I mean, I was doing that. And then I got into Unbroken Circle Integrated Martial Arts with Grandmaster Mitch Hollisell. Been there ever since. Anyway, don't want to go too far off on that subject. I love martial arts. I love mixed martial arts. The martial arts have always fascinated me. So if I had to say, like, my dream job, it'd be to own a decent studio that makes enough money to, you know, to have a comfortable lifestyle. I don't necessarily want to be rich or wealthy. I just want to be able to support me and my wife and my family and have a happy, comfortable life. If I could choose any career, that would be it. I'd be a martial arts and fitness instructor. And I already have, you know, I have plans and concepts for a gym that I'm going to start one day. But right now, I'm an electrician. And I do love what I do, don't get me wrong. I think you have room in your life for many passions. But I fell into this career by searching for a job that would have some continuity to it, to some consistency. If there's one thing about me, I think one of my pet peeves is I hate inconsistency. Oh, I'm a very put together, very habitual person. I formulate habits every day, or I am very habit seeking. So I just always try, and not in an unhealthy way, mind you, but I like to always have a good routine. Every morning I do the same thing, get ready for work. I get to work 15 minutes early, you know, so I try to find the most efficient way to do things, and then I make a habit of them. So inconsistency just gets my goat. I can't stand it. So where I was working before in a lot of oil-field-based companies from my hometown and the entire economy in the Tri-County area is all oil-filled. It is the lifeblood of the Uinta Basin. Well, that's also a very tumultuous job market. Guys come and go a lot. The turnover rate for most companies is pretty high. You get a lot of dirtbags out there who are from out of town and have very poor life decisions, and then they try to come in and take a job and leave after 2 days. So, I mean, that turnover rate is something they can't help. But just in the oil field industry as it is, it's very cutthroat. So working different jobs that were oil field based and oil field related, I was just kind of bouncing around a lot. And admittedly, a lot of my turnover for myself, because I'm a hard worker and I'm a good guy, and I try my best. But my problem was that I had put fighting and training above all else. So employers, you know, they eventually got a sense of that. Like, you know, I wasn't working that extra shift that other guys were working, or I was taking days off so that I could go for like weigh-ins or for a fight camp. And you would think they'd be upfront enough to know that I'm still a hard worker, but I have something else going on in my life. But no, a lot of companies take it. If you don't have 100% dedication to them, then you know you're a cut beneath the next guy, and they'll get rid of you as soon as things get slow. And it was also had a lot to do with my age. You know, a lot of young guys are the first ones to go. They can bounce back. They can find a new job. Employers look at that kind of thing. When they got two guys that are pretty equal in their assets to a company, but one's a lot younger, they'll usually get rid of the younger guy because they know he could find another job. But the older guy's going to have a harder go finding a new job. So I know it's a catch-22, or it's a fine mix of a lot of things, you know, my dedication level, my youth. And I'm finally gotten to an age where people start to, they actually consider my age and my experience, and they keep me around for that above all else, or amongst other things, should I say. But anyway, off down a rabbit hole here. I have jumped around a lot, and I fell into electric because I was looking for a career that I knew was always on demand. Somebody always needs an electrician, and I kind of gravitated towards that because I realized, and I'm a very, very self-evaluating person. I'm very self-aware. I know my quirks. I know what I'm good at. I know what I'm not good at. I know what I need work on, and I know what I'm, you know, what I could bring to the table. So when I got a hold of some of my buddies that were doing electrical, it sounded very appealing to me. You got to build things with your hands. You got to think. You got to take time with your projects. And yeah, there's a lot of rush and hustle and bustle in electrical too, but you're paid to think. You're paid to be smart and to do good work. And that appeals to me because there's a lot of people who don't take pride in what they do. That's like the sub part of this talk here. Love what you do, do what you love, and goddamn it, take pride in it. Nothing irks me more than when I get out to a job and someone runs shit conduit and they think it's okay. It's not okay. You are paid to do a job. And it says in our code, NEC code, National Electrical Code, that you must do all work in a craftsmanlike manner. So technically, running conduit level and making it look good is code, because that's a craftsmanlike manner. Craftsmanlike means doing something with the skill of your craft. And if you put up shit conduit and you make up a panel and your wires are all skiwampus, that's not craftsmanlike. That's I don't even know what, that's Mickey Mouse. There's a lot of different turn of phrases I could use for that. It's bullshit is what it is. So take pride in what you do, people. If you found your niche and you found what you love and you're doing what you love, then take pride in it. Do it to the utmost of your skill and your ability. You'll feel better at the end of the day knowing that you had gave it your all and did your best than you will if you feel like, I did subpar today. No one ever feels fulfilled doing half-assed work. But that's kind of more of the sub part of this conversation. The biggest part to me that I really want to dive into in my short time here is I want you guys to really be self-evaluating here. I want you to be self-critical and ask yourself, do you love what you do? Or is it just another job? If you love what you do, life really is so much better. Oh, I can't tell you how many shit jobs I had to get to I got to one that I really enjoyed, I thoroughly enjoyed. And it makes the day go by so much quicker. Yeah, you're gonna have your shit days. You're gonna have your days where you're in your head a lot and you mess up and you get down on yourself, or maybe your boss is being a dick and you take it personally. And you can use my past talk about happiness and try to use those, you know, get out of yourself, get out of your head talks or methods of happiness that I talked about, but I don't want to get back into that. You just have to find what you love and what you're good at, and you got to go for it. Now, yeah, we all have those jobs to pay the bills, and you can't always make the most money doing what you love. So maybe sometimes you have to just take a job that you enjoy, but you don't have to love it, but you enjoy it enough, and then do what you love outside of work. But everyone should be pursuing their passions. Everyone. You don't have to live your dream. You don't have to get your dream job to still do what you're passionate about. sometimes the cards don't fall in your favor. Actually, most times the cards don't fall in your favor. But that doesn't mean you still can't do what you're passionate about. If I can't own my own studio, you know what I do to still seek what I'm passionate about? I go and I train. And I go and I train with guys. And I help teach while I'm there. I'm training at a local gym here while I'm out of town here in North Dakota. And I found a local gym that teaches MMA. So I'm there helping guys out. I'm there training with them. And this whole group of guys are very inexperienced. So I step in and, you know, I step in and I'm the most experienced guy there. And that's fine because I love to teach. I've still got to get in the instructor's good graces because he's a very macho bravado guy. And I got to kind of break through that shell so he'll let me help him teach because he's very, you know, territorial right now. And rightfully so. Some young whippersnapper steps in and thinks he knows more than him and wants to help him teach, and he don't even know much about me. I understand. I'm not trying to step in and take anyone's dojo right now. I just want to have a place to train, and I love the environment. You know, the thing I loved about fighting so much is I hated fighting. Let's get that out of the way. I hated the actual fight. It was high stress. You're going to feel pain. You're going to inflict pain. I didn't love that part. I don't like confrontation, but it was a small part, but I love competition. So it was that kind of fine line between, I don't want to hurt anyone, but I want to compete. So, because I love to prove myself and I love to better myself. So I fought in a cage for 8 years, better part of 8 years. I've been training for a lot longer, but I fought in a cage for around an 8 year span. And 7 years, just shy of 8 years. I loved the lifestyle. I love the camaraderie. I love the friendships you make while pursuing a common goal. Those are the best friends you can make, is when you are pursuing a common goal, because you have the same mindset to a degree, and you're going to help each other, you're going to uplift each other, you're going to be there for each other. Those are the friends you need in your life. So I've kind of gone off topic here. I still pursue my passion by training in martial arts. I can't have my own studio right now. It's just not in the cards. I don't have the capital. I don't have the... I know I have the fan base. I could start one if I had the money. But right now, like, taking care of my base, numero uno right now, biggest priority is to get further along in my respective career in electrical. Get my license and eventually start my own company one day. Be a foreman, then start my own company one day. And all those things will fall into place. I'll have a home gym one day, and I'll teach out of that. And then maybe one day, when I own my own company, I don't have to be there as much. I can run a martial arts studio and have two jobs. You know, I'm a very ambitious guy. I know I can do it. That's my plan. So quote me on that right now. One day I will have my own company and I will have my own martial arts studio. I can go on all day about my financial plans and my plans for investing and all those things that I want to pursue, because I'm a very ambitious guy and I go out and I get what I want. But I seek my passions otherwise. I love doing electrical, but I am passionate about martial arts. So take that for what you will, guys. If you can find what you're good at and find what you love, then go for it. And if it doesn't pay the bills, then still go for it after you do your job. Sometimes you just have to get through. Find a job you're decent at. Find a job that you acquire fulfillment from, and then go do your passions after work. There's no reason for being stuck in a job you hate. Guys, you hear this all the time. You hear these TED Talks. You hear Tony Robbins. You hear all these inspirational people that express these things, and you think that's just grandeur. You know, it's woo-woo. If, for those of you who don't know what woo-woo is, it's whenever anyone says something that is just way out there to you. It don't even have to really be way out there, but to you it sounds way out there. A good way to express that is woo-woo. Woo, like woo. That's cool. Anyway, you hear these people talk about these grand plans of doing what you love and seeking, and life's too short. Guys, they're right. Life is too short. Life is way too short. You know what the most precious commodity in the world is? It's not oil. It's not gold. It's not any earthly material. It's not any earthly possession. It's time. Think about that. Time is the most precious commodity in all existence, because no one has enough of it. We all have a limited supply of it, and we only get so many go-rounds on this planet before our time is up. So do you want to look back on your life and think, oh, I got by? Or do you want to go back and look at your life and say, I did what I loved, and I loved every minute of it? You're gonna have to go through some hardships to get to that point. Not everyone can do what they love for a living, but you can still do what you love. Find fulfillment in your life and go for it, guys. Time is of the essence. It really is. You don't have a whole lot of time. You could die tomorrow. If you died tomorrow, would you be happy with how your life went right now? If the answer is no, you better get going and you better get after it. All right, guys. That's going to be the conclusion of my talk. I hope you enjoyed another Jackhammer Jackson moment. Please like, subscribe, pass it on, comment if you feel like you want to, add insights. I'd love to hear them. But in conclusion, do what you love, love what you do, and once you do what you love and love what you do, take pride in it. All right, guys. Hope you all have a great day. Hope you have a blessed day. Peace.